Update of the avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 26th of March 2026. Fresh wind slabs represent the main danger. All day it applies above the treeline considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. All day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, this in all aspects. Furthermore, all day, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. The wind slabs represent the main danger. Avalanches can be released by small loads, especially above the treeline, as well as at transitions from a shallow to a deep snowpack, when entering gullies and bowls, for example. Precarious weak layers exist in the old snowpack on very steep shady slopes. These avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular in northwest to northeast facing aspects. Medium-sized avalanches are possible adjacent to ridgelines and in gullies and bowls. They can also release deeper layers of the snowpack and reach quite a large size. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible, in particular slopes that have been little used this winter thus far where weaknesses exist in the old snowpack are especially dangerous. And now the snowpack. As a consequence of new snow and a strong to storm force wind from northerly directions, avalanche-prone wind slabs formed in particular in gullies and bowls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain. The fresh wind slabs are lying on the unfavorable surface of an old snowpack in all aspects and generally above the treeline. Distinct weak layers exist in the bottom section of the snowpack on steep shady slopes. This applies especially above the treeline. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.1, deep persistent weak layer. The tendency for Friday, the 27th of March 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.